Thanks, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And the month of November has been dedicated to National Runaway Prevention Month. In the studio with us right now, Maureen Blaha, the executive director of the National Runaway Safeline. Thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. This is really an honor to be here. And I have to tell you, it's a very special day, not only because it's November, National Runaway Prevention Month, but it is my 16th anniversary as the executive director of the National Runaway Safeline. So
very nice.
Great day to celebrate here. Thank you.
Well, it takes a special person. I mean, I just think back to when I was little and maybe I didn't get a toy I wanted and I'd be like, that's it. I'm running away from home. Back then, we said it and never did it. And now, just looking at the news, just 5 hours ago, a 12-year-old was located after running away. 12 years old, these kids are running away.
Yeah, it's really difficult for all of us, even me who does this job every day, to imagine that someone that young is feeling so overwhelmed and there's some sort of conflict or something going on in her life that she doesn't quite know how to cope and maybe doesn't know to reach out to the National Runaway Safeline, because we could really help her think about, you know, what would it really look like if you ran from home. But Wendy, I think that that's a really good point, because what I would say to parents is, if they're youngster, and it's more often, of course, teenagers, but if ever a teen would say, I'm thinking of running or I'm getting out of here, you know, it might be in a fit of anger, but I would say to parents, really take that seriously. It's perhaps warning sign.
What do you do? How do you take that seriously? Maybe 10:30 on a Sunday night, your 12-year-old kid runs out the door and says, that's it, I'm leaving, and they're in stocking feet.
Well, I mean, I would certainly go get them.
Yes.
Absolutely. And sometimes that might be the way it is, or sometimes it might just come up in some sort of conversation. And I would say that the parent needs to take a deep breath and really say, wait a minute, Wendy. Wait a minute, Bill. We need to have a conversation about this. And do what you can as a parent to kind of dive into what are those feelings that that young person is going through. What's the conflict that they're dealing with that they kind of don't know how to handle? And talk about bringing in resources, including calling 1-800-RUNAWAY.
So obviously, take it very seriously if you have a child who's threatening to run away. How do you handle the situation differently if it's somebody who's a preteen, somebody who's 8 or 9 or 10 or 11 or 12, as opposed to somebody in their teens?
Well, it's unusual for someone, you know, a 12-year-old to run away from home. But we do respond to young kids. And now that we have, you know, more platforms for people to reach out, not just the hotline anymore, like it was 16 years ago when I got here, but online by chatting. And so what we're noticing, and we did some, you know, analysis of our statistics from last year, is that we are hearing more from the 13-year-olds, the 12-year-olds, and what they're more comfortable with is doing a live chat, not necessarily picking up the phone, but connecting with us online. And we just say, well, what's going on? And for a parent, I would say, really still say, you know, what, why are you feeling that way? Let's talk about it. You know, we need to work together as a family. We want to stay together as a family.
Yeah.
All right. So you say that, and I understand how more kids would be probably more willing to be open by texting or chatting than actually talking voice to voice, because kids don't usually do that much anymore. But so how do kids get the number to call you? Because I know we have parents listening right now. The number's 1-800-RUNAWAY. You can put that a little sticker on your refrigerator, whatever you want. But how are little kids getting this number to call?
Well, that's a great question. And what I would say today, the primary way that young people, as parents as well, are finding us is really just by going online. And so our website, I'm very happy to say, when you click in, you know, you press the, you know, you click in Runaway, then ours is really up there in the top several that come up. And so then we talk about connect with us in different ways.
I don't know if you've come armed with statistics, but is the runaway problem getting better or worse in the country?
It's a great question, Bill. The reality is there isn't a lot of research that's done on this population. So what I will tell you is that the research that has been done, and some of it's several years old, is that 1.6 to 2.8 million youth will have a runaway episode this year. They will run from home. And so what I like to say is it's a silent crisis, although when a runaway episode happens, it really touches not only the family but the community, and everyone is touched by that.
Realistically, a kid who's a teenager, we're talking about 13, 14, 15-year-old kids, it's if it's not impossible to survive on the streets, it's near impossible. These stories don't have happy endings, do they?
No. What we know is that when a young person ends up on the streets, initially they are very vulnerable to becoming victims of crime, including being recruited into the sex trafficking, human trafficking vortex. But the longer that they're on the streets just for survival is then they become perpetrators of crime. Mm-hmm. And so the more that we can, as a society, intervene to help these young people get to safety, that's what we need to do to work together. And being on your show today is really helping to educate about 1-800-RUNAWAY.
Good.
We have Maureen Blaha in the studio, the executive director of the National Runaway Safe Line for the past 16 years. Congratulations on that. The number is 1-800-RUNAWAY. It's not just like kids who have problems or are bad kids that want to run away because they're mad that mom said turn off the TV at midnight. These are kids that have been abused in some way, verbally, other ways perhaps. So if these kids need a parent to talk to, maybe they don't have a parent to talk to, who do they talk to?
So when we get a call or connect with a young person, what we try to do is really focus in on the main issue and really let them know that they've called a place that's safe to talk to, that we care. And we'll talk about what's going on and really help them come up with a plan of action to get out of that crisis mode. And if talking to their parent isn't really a good option.
Maybe it's
for them,
the parent who's abusing them.
And it could be because of that. You know, we talk about other trusted adults, you know, could be a coach, could be a teacher, could be a Girl Scout leader, you know, whatever it might be, and really kind of help them frame what it is that they, you know, want to talk about with that person. And we also have 10,000 resources in our database. So we could connect, we are nationwide, but we could connect young people with other resources as well.
You gave some staggering numbers a little while ago about the amount of kids every year that are runaways. Where do we rank here in Chicago?
That's a great question. We are, in terms of the call volume and the connections that we make, Illinois is always within the top five of all of the states in the United States. And part of that is because of, obviously, population. Here we are in Chicago. But the National Runaway Safe Line is 45 years old. Mm. And we were founded here in Chicago back in 1971 and then went national in 1974. So we have very deep roots here in Chicago. And many people are supporters of us, you know, through schools and letting people know. We have lots of donors. And we have 120 volunteers who come into our crisis center every week to work at least a 2-hour shift after they've gone through 40 hours of training. So if any of your listeners are interested in really having an impact on this issue, they're lucky to be in Chicago because we have opportunities for them to volunteer.
Good.
And 1-800-RUNAWAY.org is the website.
That's right.
1-800-RUNAWAY is the phone number. Are there some warning signs we should be looking for?
Absolutely. In addition to a young person saying, I'm going to run, rebellious behavior that might be kind of out of the ordinary. All of a sudden, the child might be truant from school, changes in behavior. So this is a teenager that maybe sleeps a lot. All of a sudden, they're anxious. They're not sleeping. They're not eating. It may be if they're accumulating possessions like money and things, that they're kind of thinking of this. Although the reality is when young people run from home, they really don't typically have a plan of where they're going, and they think something is better than home because of a conflict. It's not always about abuse, but it's family dynamics where that, you know, communication has really broken down. Something's going on in the home that the young person is kind of doesn't really know how to cope and doesn't know what to do with that and feels like, I just want to get out of here. I don't want to be here anymore.
We have Dr. John Duffy, a clinical psychologist, on every other week here. And I didn't know that there is a non-emergency police number that you can call, too, if your kid is acting a different or he's going to run away, because maybe you don't have time to call the hotline, 1-800-RUNAWAY. Maybe it's something more immediate. But, you know, nobody's family is perfect, and I really think people are lying if they say, oh, everything's perfect in our family. I hate that our windows are open sometimes because the whole block can hear us yelling, you know, but it happens in
block.
A family.
I live in Evanston. I
know
can
you
hear
can.
You
well, I'm, that's just me. I'm louder. But I mean, that's just it. Nobody's family life is perfect right. Every single minute of every day. And you do have to try and keep the lines of communication open with your kids. And, you know, if they're mad about something, say, hey, I understand you're mad about it. Let's talk about it. But you're doing some great work. 1-800-RUNAWAY is the phone number to call. Also the website, 1-800-RUNAWAY.org. And you've done some great work over the past 16 years.
Thank you.
And if someone else would like to volunteer, you do need training, though, to volunteer to be part of this.
But we provide the training. And once you get through the training, we're open 24 hours, so you get to pick your shift. And it's a really wonderful opportunity. I will tell you one of the quotes from one of our volunteers that I would love to share. When I asked her why she did this work for us, she said, because at the beginning of the call, I hear despair, and at the end of the call, I hear hope.
That's beautiful.
That is
beautiful.
That
says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
It's National Runaway Prevention Month, and unfortunately, I just saw something in the news over the weekend. Some little girl, I think, from Evanston. This was the second time she ran away. They did relocate her and bring her home, and you just wonder if she's going to try it again.
Well, I would hope that the family that is going through that is thinking about how to mend that relationship. And I would encourage them, if they're listening, to call 1-800-RUNAWAY, because we do have resources. Maybe a family counselor, maybe somebody can help, you know, intervene to keep that family intact. Mm-hmm.
Santa's going to be very good to you this year. You know that.
Well, thank you.
16 years, executive director of the National Runaway Safe Line. Her name is Maureen Blaha. And again, if you need help, 1-800-RUNAWAY is the phone number to call. You can also visit their website at 1-800-RUNAWAY.org. Thank you and continued success.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Great to meet you, Maureen. We'll take a quick break and then we have a bit more show for you. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.